This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to regale you with lots of news, information, the things that will hopefully help us restore or at least keep what's going on America's family farms, the core, the backbone of America's agricultural unit. It is the family farm, and that's why I do this program, because there really isn't anything else around that is helping people who are farmers like many of you. We have a connection here. Obviously, the farm, and then the food that's grown on the farm, and then the families that eat the food. With that in mind, I have been talking about the relative good news for family farmers in our country who will, even though we have to pay outrageous amounts of money for diesel fuel and petroleum products, will have an edge because the food that you grow on your farm, the things that you grow and you can sell, will be better in quality, better in price, because you don't have to charge for hauling the food halfway across the country or all across the country from its sources. So that extra added charge that will be on the food from the food stores, the grocery stores, will not be something that you have to deal with on your farm. So you can give people quality, but price it right so that people will appreciate. You've got to make money, and they have to feel like this is a good thing. Maybe it'll help you sell CSAs, I'm not sure. But I'm telling you, when the news says the average price of diesel, for example, in the state of Indiana, $5.83 a gallon this week. This is a record, the highest average price for diesel ever anywhere in the Midwest. So when you look at the volatility, oil prices, you look at the June crude oil prices that are trending to about $110 a barrel. This is not going to go away. Although, the last time I went to people are asking this question, and it's a good question. Why is it that the last time I went to $1.10, the price of gasoline was about where it was now, maybe a little bit less, $3.50, and the price of diesel wasn't impacted. It certainly didn't go up the way it has now, but it did go up, and it took a long time for parity to set in, and then the diesel prices the last year or two have been, since the pandemic actually, less, which is appropriate because it costs less to refine diesel because it doesn't have the same process as gasoline. It takes less time, less effort, less money, all of those things. But at any rate, the supply is what is now the indicator of the cost. The supply is down, and if you don't think the prices of oil are going to affect what people pay at the grocery store or for anything, never mind, you know, the economy, the semis that are running across the country, the diesel locomotives, the construction equipment, jet airplanes, it's all diesel fuel. And because we don't have, the inventories are going down, and they're not, you know, now they normally would be changing about now to heating oil for the fall to start making that, you see how silly it is that we've become this dependent on Russian oil. Frankly, there are shortages in Europe all over the place, and more cars over there are propelled by diesel than is the fact over here. So they've really got a problem in terms of everybody having their own way of getting around. There are a lot of concerns that the U.S. East Coast may see a diesel shortage sometime in the next month or so. Not good news for me on my farm. I just ordered, I normally get 2,500, 3,000 gallons delivered, and that'll last me for a season. I'm not going to pay $6 a gallon for diesel fuel, so I told him to bring me 1,000. And he said, the guy at the oil delivery company said, you'll be lucky if I can get you 1,000, because it's just not there. They're not delivering. They're not delivering gas, so he can't supply. I've been waiting for 2 weeks to get gas for the farm. I haven't gotten it yet. So I'm sure that's what many of you on your farm are going through. Hopefully, this whole business in Russia. But the other side of it, It brings to the surface the lack of planning, the lack of leadership, the lack of authoritative solutions there are to these problems, and how much big oil controls this much of the economy. They're charging what they want. The guy, you know as well as I do, if you're buying product from Mobil Exxon, you're paying at the pump 10, 15 cents a gallon more than everybody else is charging. If you're buying lubrication from them, same thing, they're 10% higher than everybody else. And for what? Because they're the biggest. They have the relationships with the Saudis. You saw this week that the Saudi Arabian oil company is the most highly valued company in the world. $2.45 trillion. One company, an oil company in Saudi Arabia, worth $2.6 trillion. All right, it's all food for thought here. I think the thing that's the takeaway for me is that those of you on the farm can be growing great produce. I know you paid more for your seed this year. You certainly paid a lot more for commercial fertilizer this year. Will you be able to turn it around? Yeah, you'll be able to hire. I've gone up on my ice cream prices that I sell on the farm. That's, you know, everything is more. So don't feel badly about charging more. Just make sure that it's not as much as the grocery store and make sure that your food is better. I'm Doug Steffen with my weekly reminder about how to keep yourself in shape. Because many years from now, you'll be, if you're not taking care of yourself now, disappointed with how you feel and how your body looks. And if you've got a lot of extra weight, the joint pain is a problem. What goes on in your heart, your circulatory system is a problem. What goes on in your lungs is a problem. So join the thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people who have taken America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and succeeded. 25 years and counting. That's the situation with Calitrin. Now there are three ways to deliver it. You get the capsule, which has been around the longest. You get the liquid, and now you have the powder. It's a limited supply of that. So go to toploss.com right now. You can talk to one of the dedicated people that are there, consultants, to discuss the options that are best for you. How will this work best for you? They'll help you through and through. It's a great company, American company. FDA loves what they do. You will as well. Get the results you're looking for with Calitrin. Please go to their website, toploss.com. And when you decide what package you want to buy, make sure you use the DJV code for the best discounts and free shipping. That's toploss.com for Calitrin.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us for discussion, a couple of gentlemen who run the Superior View Farm in Bayfield, Wisconsin. Jim and Dane Hauser are here with us. And should you like to check out, as you listen to our conversation, what's going on their farm, go to superiorviewfarm.com to check out the comings and goings of these fellows, the whys and the wherefores. All right, so this is a family farm, boys, right?
That's correct.
How many generations have been on the farm?
This is Jim. I'm the fourth. Dane is the fifth.
So what brought, let's go back to the history of your forefathers who came to Wisconsin to settle down here. What was the farm? What do you know about the farm and its very beginnings in your family anyway?
Originally, my great grandfather lived in La Crosse, which was 240 miles away, something like that. But he worked for a seed company out of La Crosse, and he was up here, more or less prospecting for them. This part was just getting opened up then. So he kind of liked the area or was impressed by it, and then he decided that he was going to come back here and live here. So that's how it started.
What was the claim to fame? The farm did everything or specialized in certain things?
Originally, they had cows. I think everybody had cows back then,
right.
Some dairy cows.
Yep.
And then this area was known at that time for growing strawberries and some small fruits and apples. So they grew strawberries and other things, crops for a while until they had market issues with the strawberries, and then they started growing perennials, plants, and had a nursery here. And they did that with apples for many years. And then it kind of transitioned to some different things, but predominantly we were known for apples and perennials.
How much land do you have?
There's about 100 acres.
So it's not huge, but it's been...
No, not at all.
Something that's changed over the years. The family originally from Switzerland, is that right?
That's correct.
And so now you're the fourth and fifth generation there. You have still some of the same things that were done when the farm was started, or have you changed completely? And would your great-great-grandfather recognize the place where he'd show up now?
We still do bare root field perennial production, and we also do apples. But we're starting to transition some of our apple crop into a value-added product, into a craft cider. We started doing that 4 years ago, going into our fifth summer this year, and it's had a very good response from the public.
The reason that we have folks, I don't know if you fellows were familiar with the program before you were invited to come on it. The reason that this program exists is because I am a small farmer, and I believe that the plight of the small farm in America is, the viability is unquestioned, but the way it's being handled, the way things are going, there is a certain extinction that some people are worried about. So I do this program to have folks on farms listening. We connect farm, food, and family so they get ideas on how to succeed. There are plenty of people who have great success stories to tell, and that's why you're here, to tell your story. So perhaps you can inspire others to do what you have done. When you said apples and stuff, all I can think of is around here. Every single guy who's selling apples has got a donut. He's got a donut machine. And they're doing apple cider donuts, right? Are you doing that too? Yeah.
We do not. One thing, I guess, to address what you're just talking about is we're more diversified rather than having all of our crops in one basket, per se. We have, like, the perennials in the spring, and we have the apples in the fall, so and small fruits in the middle. So rather than relying on just one crop, we have a way to mitigate issues if you have a small apple crop or other things like that.
Not dependent. All right, we have to pause for a moment. I want to come back and deal a little bit more with the diversity issues that you have specialized on. With us now, Jim and Dane Hauser from Superior View Farm in Bayfield, Wisconsin, on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our body. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Once again, back with the father-son team of the Hausers from Hauser's Superior View Farm in Wisconsin. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. I was talking about diversity, things that you can do on your farm, perhaps with inspiration, the ideas going back generations that have been successful. Things change, so you change with the times, right? Jim and Dane, that's what you've done. It sounds like you're doing a little weaving and bobbing here to try to figure out what it is that your customers want. Do you have CSAs? Do you have people that come on the farm and pick stuff themselves? How do you keep the farm in the public view?
One is we've been here for a long time, so we have a well-known name here. So we rely a lot of traffic in the spring for our plants, and we sell them local. We have a greenhouse here too, so we have people in the spring, and a lot of those people come back in the fall for apples, so that's part of it. But we are involved with the Bayfield Foods, which is a CSA, so we are involved with that with our apples anyway.
Do people come to the farm wanting to experience, do you allow them to go out and pick raspberries or whatever, or do you have to pick everything?
We do allow them to pick apples, yes. And, you know, that kind of goes up and down depending on weather dependent, of course, but there's been the last couple of years a little more interest in families coming out to pick their own apples and stuff, which is that kind of goes up and down.
All right, so let me ask you about the biggest problem we all have at the moment. I ordered a couple of thousand gallons of diesel fuel the other day, and then I changed the order to 1,000 gallons because I don't want to pay $6 a gallon for diesel fuel.
Right. Not that I don't want to. I can't.
I mean, I can, but I can't. You know what I'm saying. The theory that I put forth, the idea of costs, what it's going to take to get things from the great big agri-corporation farms that are in California or Texas or up in the Midwest or wherever they are, hauling all of that produce around, hauling all the food, even dairy, to various parts of the country, that's going to be pretty doggone expensive. When you go to the grocery store, you're going to see those prices reflected. Whereas if they come to your farm and buy your produce that you're producing there, they aren't going to have to pay for all that shipping. So it would seem to me not only would the food quality be better, but it ought to be at least on par with the price or maybe less. Am I thinking straight? Is that how you are looking at the issue at the moment?
Yeah, we would agree with that. I mean, it all comes down to efficiencies, as you were kind of explaining there. Inflation has been kind of out of control for the last year and a half, yeah. And it costs a lot of money to ship product across the country. like you were saying, small farms are kind of disappearing, but maybe this is a catalyst for bringing small farms back.
Well, I think that happened when the grocery store's shelves were bare at the beginning of the pandemic. People scratching their head. I've noticed at least the farms around where I am in New England, they saw a huge check of interest and business. As a matter of fact, I know a number of farmers didn't grow enough. They didn't expect it was going to be as busy as it was. And I'm seeing, I think it's headed in the same direction this year, frankly. I hope it is.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good sign. I mean, we can't complain as a small farm. I mean, a lot of local people come up here and rely on us for fresh fruits and, you know, beverages, vegetable plants, veggie starts in the spring, annual bedding plants in the spring, herb starts. So, and also, you know, that home gardening thing kind of turned around during the start of the COVID too. So, I mean,
it's hard to plan though, as far as a producer to know how much is enough without having too much to scale up.
Let's talk about that in a moment as we continue here. We have Jim and Dane Hauser from Superior View Farm in Bayfield, Wisconsin, discussing lots of different nuances that will help you, hopefully, as you try to restore your customer base or bring more people in with this season's crops.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Get this. Right now, Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season. And I just saved big. I got my kids Jumping Beans must-haves for under $5. Found myself some tees and tank tops for $5.99. And got 60% off patio furniture. The best part? I didn't need any coupons. I earned Kohl's cash. And I got everything with free store pickup. So yeah, you could say today was a good day. Select styles ends May 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy continues to falter. Stocks on Wednesday had their steepest losses in over 2 years following disappointing earnings from Target, Walmart, and Lowe's. The Dow Jones fell 3.57%, the NASDAQ was off 4.75%, and the S&P 500 lost just over 4%. As many Americans are wondering how we got here, millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children cannot do so due to the baby formula shortage in the United States. President Biden has a plan.
I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home. The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good.
USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
NASA's InSight Mars lander is losing power due to Martian dust sticking to its solar panels. By the end of the year, NASA expects the lander to become inoperative. NASA says it will keep using the spacecraft's seismometer to register Mars quakes until the power is completely depleted. People won't buy electric cars if gas prices are cheap. That was one of the problems that faced President Biden's agenda when he took office. Fast forward to today, problem solved, as Americans, on average, are spending an additional $5,000 a year more in gas than they did under President Trump. Representative Mike Hearn, Republican from Oklahoma, was on Newsmax overnight.
Well, I think it's a race to socialism, and they know that they tried this last year. They tried to push Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema around to get $5.5 trillion of the spending. They couldn't get that done. They know their time and their days are numbered until the end of this year. They're trying to push more socialist agenda, allow as many people in as possible, hopefully converting those to voters in just a few short years so they can take over control of this country once and for all. The moderate Democrats are going to lose. You're starting to see them really try to figure out how to push back on these agendas. You're seeing things in the House right now that Pelosi's trying to push, and she's not able to do it because moderate Democrats are pushing back because they're concerned about losing their seats as well. So now the Democrats are in the survival of the fittest, and that's what you're seeing happen.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Welcome to the farm.
On the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with two experts, fourth and fifth generation farmers at Hauser's Superior View Farm in Bayfield, Wisconsin. Jim and Dane Hauser are here. There are a lot of things that I want to ask you in terms of promoting yourself. Are you in a suburban area or is it really rural? And do you use a lot of social media? How do you get the message out as to what you have today? Come to the farm today to get bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, we are pretty rural. Bayfield is about 467 people population. Wow. Yeah. So we're on the northern peninsula in Wisconsin on Lake Superior, like my dad said, the Apostle Islands. And so, I mean, you know, the next largest city is Ashland, which is south, and that's about 8,000 people. And the largest city we're closest to is, I'd say, Duluth, about 85,000. That's about an hour and a half, 2 hours away. So we are very rural. We depend a lot on just local sales, you know, people from just the peninsula itself. But during apple season and plant season, we notice a lot of people come from Duluth. So they make the trip, and come here and shop, you know, at the farm. And yeah, we have a website. We do a lot of social media, advertising on Facebook. But it all helps.
Well, I would think that people want to come and see what goes on there. If they're, you know, not familiar, although the people in Wisconsin are different. I think about people here in Massachusetts or elsewhere where I spend a lot of time. And we've become so distant from the farm, no matter where we are, there is a lot of mileage between real farms and people who could be your customers, who would be or ought to be your customers. And so there's a certain lure if we still romanticize the farm. I think that's what I do with my farm. If you go to my website, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you can see how I romanticize the animals, the ice cream. I have quirky little ways of bringing people on board. We always have events. We're going to have a circus there later this summer. We're going to have some car races, polo, things that will bring people in. And it can happen all around. Every weekend we have tours out in the pasture with the cows. The cows run after the wagon so the kids can give them bread. And those sorts of things that people, as strange as it seems, those of us who've been around animals all of our life or on the farm all of our lives, we think it's really weird that people don't, that people are afraid of cows, right? Or they're, you know, they don't want to get their hands dirty because they think there's germs in the dirt. Right?
Germs are good. That's, yeah. That's what makes you healthy, though. That's what makes you
Of course it is. Those of us who are, I mean, I am 100%, my immune system is so, I don't mean to make this about me, but I have a fabulous immune system, and I am 100% attributed to getting into everything on the farm as a kid. I mean, I was into everything. And so, you know, and you people are probably the same. The more you spend time on the farm, that's what it's all about. But we have, with modern media today, news media and other media, we sort of drummed that out. You know, with all of the stuff with the pandemic, everybody's got to squirt their hands to get rid of the germs. That's the dumbest thing people can do. The worst thing
they
can do. You know. All right, anyway, enough about that. Let's keep going. How do you, when it comes to seeds, do you keep your own seeds? We all know that there's a war going on between Monsanto and the other big, like ChemChina, trying to control all the seeds in the world. I say up yours to them, but how do you deal with it other than saying up yours to them? do you keep your own seeds going? Do you have your own, like, brand of seed?
No, we don't. For most of our seed is for the annual crop that we grow as far as, like marigolds, zinnias, you know, petunias, that kind of thing. So those, we're pretty much have kind of locked into buying from, we have a couple companies that we deal with that we buy from, but I don't think they're huge companies, but, they seem to supply our needs. And I don't know, for some of it, for the certain colors that are, I want to say hybridized now, you can't keep your own seed for a lot of it. It wouldn't work too well. It worked for a year, but not much farther than that. But to be true to what we want to sell as far as color for a lot of things, we have to kind of go that route. As far as vegetables, you could for tomatoes on certain, the older varieties, you probably still could, but we haven't, though. We haven't gone that route. Yeah,
but we do buy our veggie seed and herb seed from smaller seed companies. Like Johnny's is one that we typically
Johnny's,
Very well-known seed company, and they're, you know, a smaller operation. They're not, you know, anywhere near Monsanto size. And I agree with their, you know, their policies, and they're a good company. So
I agree with you 100%. I like them. I just hope that Monsanto doesn't come along. It's a family-owned thing, and they say, okay, we're going to give you $150 million for your seed company, and the family says, well, do we want to keep working hard or put $150 million into the bank?
Yeah,
and I don't know if you read the article that was published about us before, but that's part of the problem with small farms also, though. I mean, you typically with farms, they're okay with income for the day or for the year or whatever, but as far as long-range plans, the retirement a lot of times, unfortunately, ends up being in the property that they own, so they end up selling the farm to retire.
Yeah, I don't know how many, if you've looked around, I go to auctions a lot in the spring to update my equipment on my farm. I do a lot of haying here and moving cattle and stuff around. And I have seen so many retirement sales this year. If you're looking, you know what I'm saying. There are all the websites. I mean, it's unbelievable how many retirement sales have been going on. The farm, the price of the equipment is holding up. Farmland value is holding up. But, you know, where are the people like Dane who need to come along and keep things going?
And that's part of the problem, too. For, I mean, Dane's not a young man anymore. He's in his late 30s. But if somebody just starting out, if they had to buy the property and buy the equipment, is it feasible? You know, I mean, is that the right route to go? You have to have a passion for it, or somebody in the family has to work besides that to make it work.
Yes, right. Off the farm. The farm income. I do my farm. It's certainly not my vocation. I couldn't afford to do it without being a radio guy. That's the reality of how it works. And that's wrong. It really is. It's just something that's wrong, wrong, wrong. What's more important than providing those of us in this country with the best food we can? But we don't respect what you folks are doing to the point where you got to work off the farm. We're all used to working hard. Don't mind that. But to have to go off the farm to support the farm, there's something really sick about that. We'll continue. We have some more time with Jim and Dane Houser here. A reminder about how to lose weight and keep it off. More importantly, don't let your weight loss go down the tubes. That is, once you lose the weight, how are you going to feel successful in keeping it off? And that's where Calitrin comes in. Calotren, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, 25 years. And now they have something new to add to their choices. You've been able to use a capsule before. You've used liquid before to lose weight. Now there is powder. So you can use the powder, just the Calitrin powder mix. Pretty exciting new option from Calitrin to help you reach your weight loss and health goals and to keep yourself as you want to be. And that's because the ingredients are they're absolutely simple. Take the powder, mix it with a glass of water, and drink it at bedtime. You will love it. You'll love the results as well. So go to toploss.com to check out Calitrin. When you're ordering, use the DJV code for free shipping and for the best deal. Oftentimes, the best deal is to buy three at the regular price, get three free. Sometimes they expand on that. You have to check out the website to see exactly what you're entitled to by using the code DJV. That's, again, Calitrin. Ensures naturally you're going to keep the weight off your body at toploss.com.
This is sponsored by IBM. Employers today are facing huge challenges. The talent shortage in the U.S. has more than tripled over 10 years, and cybersecurity is a growing threat. Technology is key to solving both problems. IBM made a commitment to skill 30 million people by 2030. Today, IBM is addressing the talent shortage and cybersecurity crisis by providing no-cost STEM job training to U.S. military veterans, neurodivergent learners worldwide, and university students from underrepresented communities in the U.S. Justina Nixon St. Till, Vice President, IBM Corporate Social Responsibility and ESG.
IBM is committed to cultivating STEM talent to address the world's most critical challenges. We're excited to be working with historically black colleges and universities to establish cybersecurity leadership centers. And through partnerships with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Specialist Stern Foundation, IBM Skills Build is helping to tackle the talent shortage.
For more, visit ibm.org/impact/education.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Jim and Dane Houser here on the American Family Farmer Program. What a great story about a great family. This is the kind of stuff that gives me heart. Let's talk about your soil a little bit there, fellas, and what you're doing to enhance it. I see you've got a couple of things going on. You are into solar, which is something I'm doing on my farm. I'm just putting together plans to put in 4 or 5 acres of solar. Are you doing it just for yourself, or are you able to provide solar power for the grid?
We're a grid-tied system. We have about a 20 kW system. We put it in, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. And that supplies all our commercial needs. So it has nothing, it's not hooked into our residential meters at all. It's just the commercial, needs.
Yeah. All right. So that's what people see there. They probably ask you questions. Now, the soil components and how either it's changed, how do you keep the soil healthy and alive? People probably want to know that because not only is commercial fertilizer expensive, but a lot of people just don't like to use it anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, years ago, we were a farm that used to have cattle at one time, so they obviously return a lot of back to the soil.
Yeah.
But we haven't had cattle for quite a while. But, I mean, we try to grow some cover crops. Our soil type of here is we're close to some of the – it's all sand and rocks pretty much here. Mm-hmm. Drains well, but it's what was pushed out from the glacier that made Lake Superior. But when you get farther away, it turns into red clay, so – if it wasn't for the sand and rocks that we have here, we wouldn't be able to do what we do here because red clay is pretty tough to deal with.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But mostly sure. It's more cover crop or rotation of field to field. I mean, that's basically.
Yeah, a lot rotation. Of it. Yeah. And that feeds the soil itself.
And in some places, we had orchard that was an orchard for 50 years and that was taken out, and then we planted crops there for a while, you know, and kind of. Rotate. That's a long range rotation, but.
Well, it shows you're A, thinking about it, and B, you have faith in the future success of the farm. One of the things when people go to your website, which again is superiorviewfarm.com, first thing you see is that barn. That barn it looks to me to be pretty famous. I'm convincing myself I've seen that barn before. And I mean in advertisements and stuff. Am I right? Is this barn something that
it was on the front cover of Wisconsin or Wisconsin magazine? It was on the front cover of that. So that might be where you've seen that. But
So the barn itself cost $896, and you got out of the Sears catalog, and your great great grandfather did in the 1920s, right?
28, yeah, and they had to assemble or put it together. I mean, you know, that took a little work, but yeah, it's still surviving. It needs some tender loving care now on roof system in one part, but
yeah. Well, but it looks so iconic. I built a barn, 40 years ago, and I wanted it to look like your barn, but I could never find anybody who would take on the job of building a roof, the roof lines. Yeah. The way your barn, you know, the roof lines on your barn. Hard to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Well, yeah, this is what, one by sixes kind of bolted together inside for the rafters? Is that there?
Yeah. And
you got to somehow or other bolt them together. I don't know how you do it, but it's very cool to see. Again, go to the website, superiorviewfarm.com. Our thanks to Jim and Dane Hauser for telling us their story. A lot of inspiration here. For those of you who are trying to figure out, again, what can I do that's new this year? Take advice from this fifth generation of farmers in Wisconsin. Thanks again, fellas, for being here. Jim and Dane Hauser with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on The American Family Farmer.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone! Brave marin!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
That's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with a focus on agriculture because I love it. I know farming. I know, I think, how to help you, whether you're a dairy, whether you are in the produce business, whatever it is that you do. One of the things that I have found most helpful, we had recently a conversation on this program with a fellow who runs University of Tennessee, the Center for Native Grasslands Management, Patrick Kaiser, who helped us understand how to connect the soil and what's grown there to native grasslands. What will be better for the soil? What will produce better meat for you and whatever else, milk, that sort of thing. So that's the typical focus, what we have on our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. In fact, check out all the things. I think we have about 500 of these podcasts for you. Look at that. You can look for a topic and find it, listen to what our conversation has been. Meanwhile, thinking about agriculture and the state of agriculture today, the activity, the business, growing crops, raising livestock, making milk. But really, when you get right down to the brass tacks of this, I've noticed that a lot of the farmers that I know take better care of their farms and farm the animals, frankly, the equipment, they take care of themselves. They put the animals first, which is, I guess, the thing you're supposed to do. But how many people even understand or realize what's going on farms, even if they're nearby? Have you been to the farm? Have you visited? Have you supported the farmer? Are you buying milk? Are you buying cheese? Are you buying produce, tomatoes, potatoes, corn, lettuce, whatever the specialty, onions, pumpkins, all of the things. Yeah, it's a one-stop place. If you have a good relationship, maybe you get a CSA. I'm talking not to the farmers as much as I am to the families who now are going to realize, I think this is going to come home to roost, and it'll be good for the American family farmer. Don't make any mistakes. The people who are competing with you are going to try to compete. They just won't be able to because you've got two things going for you. You don't have to ship the food, and the food is grown locally in local soil. And you can promote that fact. That's what I think I like best when you look. You know, it's time you, for the purposes of this program and my attitude, it's time you caught a break. It's time for you to not throw in the towel, but to thrive. Will you be able to? I think the chances are pretty good that you'll come out of this better than some other businesses for sure. How many of you love doing farm chores? I kind of look for it on the weekend. I don't have much time during the week because of my other things that are going on in my life. But on the weekend, I have the regular schedule. I love doing chores. We all did them when we were youngsters, right? Feeding the chickens, milking the cows. It's just part of life. Something to be celebrated. I know a lot of people who are my age that have done it all their lives. There are a lot of people who are offspring like my children. They don't have any interest. They love the fact that I love the farm, but they don't have any interest in the farm themselves because they have different careers and they've moved away from this spot. And so you get a lot of that. How many of you have found new people? We're into the graduation season. I was talking to a fellow who had run the local high school. It's called Norfolk Aggie. They have 400 or 500 students from all around the state that come to Norfolk Aggie to learn the business of farming, to learn about, and these are mostly not farm kids, kids that I guess wish they were kids on the farm. I loved being somebody. I didn't, my family were not farmers. I adopted a family, in fact, to be my second family. And I learned more about life and love and animals and farming from them than I did anything. I just participated in everything. So I'm thankful for that. I hope you've got somebody in your family who is you're mentoring and who's getting groomed to take over the farm just because they love it. That's why I do it. Certainly no money in it, but I love being around the animals. I love being on the tractors. I love being able to supply people with good quality hay, which is what I do, and milk and ice cream, that sort of stuff. It's just so rewarding. Think about it that way. It's not always about money. It's kind of about what you like to do, what your body likes, what your mind likes. So if you do love farming, God bless you and keep it up. I'm Doug Steffen. Those are my thoughts this week on the American Family Farmer.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.